Today, we continue with lesson number 16 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Nedorim. Yesterday, we began the fifth perek, and we studied Mishnah Aleph of the fifth perek. And there we learnt of a very fundamental machlokas between the Tanna Kamma and Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov. Whereas in a situation where two people are partners in a chotzer she'ein bo din chaluka, in a courtyard too small to be divided in a way, to divide it equally in a way that the equal portions will each be sufficient to serve as a functional chotzer. So the Tanna Kamma conceives of this as he have a chotzer, where Reuven and Shimon are partners. Reuven owns half of every square inch, and Shimon owns half of every square inch, and at any given moment, Reuven and Shimon's ownership are all intermingled. So that every time Reuven uses the chotzer, he's deriving some type of hanor from Shimon because Shimon partly owns it. And every time Shimon uses the chotzer, he's getting hanor from Reuven because Reuven partly owns it. However, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds from the principle of Yesh Breira, which means that at that moment when Reuven is using the chotzer, it's Reuven's and not Shimon's. And therefore Reuven is not deriving benefit from Shimon at that predetermined moment. And vice versa, when Shimon uses it, it's Shimon's. Now, this Mishnah continues with this machlokes, about this concept of the meaning of Shutfis, and whether we say Yesh Breira or Ein Breira, by introducing a third party. Reuven and Shimon are partners. And Reuven is not a mader, not a mudar. Neither Reuven nor Shimon made a neder against the other one. But there's a third party. Let's call him Levi. Hoya echod min hashuk, mudar be'echod mehem hano. And let's say that Levi, this third party from the street, from the market, somebody from left field, made a neder once upon a time not to derive hanor from one of those partners, let's say from Shimon. And now he'd like to go into the chotzer to do business with Reuven. So can he go into that chotzer? After all, that chotzer is partly owned by Shimon and he's not allowed to get hanor from Shimon. And hanor, we already means even going into the other guy's property and taking a walk stroll there is getting benefit from that property. Drisa Sarega. So the Mishnah says, if some third party is a mudor hano from one of the two partners, let's say from Shimon, lo yikones lechotzer, according to Tanna Kamma, he can never walk into that chotzer to do business with Reuven because he'll be getting benefit from Shimon because Shimon owns half the chotzer, half of every square millimeter and half of every split second. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, remember, Elazar ben Yaakov says that no, when it's Reuven's, it's Reuven's, when it's Shimon's in a predetermined way. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Yochol, who, this third party, Levi, can say, lo my lo, can say to Shimon, I'm walking into this jointly owned property that you are a partner in. But when I'm walking into it, it's not yours, it's Reuven's. Because at this moment, it's Huvrar Hadov Alam Afreya. It was already predetermined that when I walked into it, it's Reuven's. And at that moment, I'm getting the benefit from Reuven. That's perfectly permissible. I'm not getting benefit from you, from Shimon. That's how far Elazar ben Yaakov carries the principle of Yesh Breira. Mishnah Vov continues with a different type of scenario. Suppose, again, let's call them Reuven and Shimon. And Reuven is a mudur hanor me Shimon. Reuven made a neder. I'm not going to get any hanor from Shimon. All right. V'yesh lo merchatz. And Shimon has a bathhouse. Ubeis habad, or an olive press. A place where you press olives to squeeze out their shemen, their oil. Muskorim bo'ir. Now, if Shimon owns the bathhouse, or Shimon owns the beis habad, so Reuven, who's a mudar hanor, of course, can't use the bathhouse. He's getting benefit from Shimon. Can't use the press to press his olives. He's getting benefit from Shimon. But suppose Shimon rented this merchatz to somebody else. Someone else came and rented the merchatz, the bathhouse, from Shimon. Or rented the beis habad from Shimon. So is it now Shimon's? I mean, Shimon is getting rent, but it doesn't belong to Shimon. So the Mishnah says it depends. Sometimes when I rent out my facility to you, it's all yours. I have nothing to do with it. You just send me a check the first of the month, and that's the end of it. I have nothing to do with that bathhouse. But often, when I rent out a facility to you, I say, you know what? I'm renting it to you. You owe me $100 a month rent. But if it's a bathhouse, let's say, but I'd like to keep a little locker for myself in that bathhouse, rent-free, just to kind of retain a little piece of it for myself. That's called tfisas yad. So the Mishnah says, im yesh lo bohen tfisas yad, if Shimon has some hand, some hand's grasp in that merchutz, also, then Reuven cannot use the bathhouse because the bathhouse is not totally the socher, the person who's renting it from Shimon. It's in some respect partly Shimon's. Similarly, would be as at Tiferes Yisrael, the commentary in the Mishnah says, suppose I rent you, Shimon rents the merchas to somebody else, but says to that somebody else, you owe me $100 a month rent and 10% of the profits. That's tfisas yad. I haven't relinquished it to the renter. I still have a certain grasp there, and therefore, to some extent, it's mine, Shimon's, and you can't get hanoah from it. So im yesh lo bohem tfisas yad, if Shimon retains some usage, some grasp of the merchatz or the beis habad, also, so Reuven can't use that bathhouse or beis habad. Ain lo bohem tfitzas yad. But suppose I just said, look, I don't want to know from this bathhouse. I don't want to see this beis habad. You just send me the month's rent, and that's the end of it. So then Reuven can use the beis the merchatz or the beis habad, because it's not really Shimon's. It's the socher's. It's the renter's. Mishnah continues. Ha'omer lechaveiro. Suppose Reuven says to Shimon, Konam leveischo shanin nichnas. I'm hereby placing a vow, an isur of a neder, upon your house. I'm not going into your house. Your house is also to me as far as my entering the house is concerned. V'sodcho shani lo kayach. Your soda, I will never buy that field. That field, your field, is now also to me, the konam, as with a neder. Meis. Suppose now, Shimon, the owner of the bayis, the owner of the soda, dies. And Reuven would like to buy the house, or enter the house, or buy the field. So he can do so, because his nether was, I don't want to go into your house. I don't want to buy your field. But you, the Shimon here, died. So it's not yours anymore. It belongs to your Yarshim, to your heirs. Oh, Shimchoro Liacher. Suppose you, Shimon, sell the house to somebody, or sold the field to somebody. Then I can go into the house. It's no longer Beischa. It's no longer your house. I can buy that field. It's no longer Sodcha. It's no longer your field. It now belongs to this other person. Muta. But suppose I didn't say that I'm not going to enter your house. But I said, Konem Lebaye Zeshani Nichnas. This house I will not go into. So dezo shani lo kayach. This field I will not enter. Then, Meis, if Shimon dies, the bias is still a bias. The soda is still a soda. O shemechor liacha, if Shimon sold the bias or the soda to someone else, also, it's forever prohibited for Reuven to buy the soda or to enter this house. And so we have finished lesson number 16.